Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. John Montefiore succumbs to cholera. On this day, June 28th in the year 1854, the Barbadian carried a notice announcing the death of Bridgetown merchant John Castillo Montefiore. He was 64 years old. Montefiore was one of the early casualties of the devastating cholera disease that swept through Bridgetown and across Barbados. The notice of death, as appeared in the Barbadian on this day, was extracted from another newspaper, the West Indian, and read, quote, "We regret to mention amongst the deaths that occurred yesterday from the fatal epidemic that of John Montefiore Esquire. For the last 40 years, one of the first merchants in Bridgetown, where he kept a wholesale and retail store in Swan Street. Always spoken of as a man of punctuality in business and integrity of character. Kind toward his domestics and devoted to his children. He has left a widow and two daughters and two sons, one carrying on business in London in conjunction with his father, and the other a clergyman in the west of England. He was the proprietor of Neil's Plantation in St. George's Parish," end quote. John Castillo Montefiore was born in 1790 at Swan Street, Bridgetown, to Eliezer Jacob Montefiore, a shopkeeper of Swan Street, and Judith Baruch Barrow Levi. Records describe him as a respectable member of the free mulatto or free colored community, one of the people groups that made up the society in Barbados. As the notice of death stated, John Montefiore was a Bridgetown merchant in his own right, conducting business in the town for 40 years. On his death, he was buried in the churchyard at St. Mary's Anglican Church, where free blacks and coloreds of the Bridgetown community were traditionally interred. This, although about 1810, he was baptized at the Cathedral of St. Michael's and All Angels when there was no church building at the St. Mary's site. In April 1818, he would go on to marry Mary Elizabeth Law, also a free mulatto, and by 1819, their daughter Anne was born. Montefiore was a slaveholder when in 1823, he registered one enslaved person as the property of Anne, a free mulatto, a minor, to whom he was guardian. It was not unusual for the enslaved to be presented as gifts, even to minors. By 1829, he is listed in the slave register as the owner of seven enslaved people. John and Elizabeth Montefiore had eight children together, five sons and three daughters. John Castillo Montefiore Sr. died as a result of the waterborne disease of cholera, and on Monday, November 2nd, 1865, John Montefiore Jr. presented a fountain to the people of Bridgetown in honor of his father. However, the $230 cost to set it in place was reluctantly defrayed by the government. The fountain was dedicated to the thirsty wayfarers of Bridgetown and stood as a symbol of access to pure water in the city, where 11 years earlier, the residents of Bridgetown had suffered tremendous devastation due to the lack of fresh water in the densely populated and squalid city of Bridgetown. This memorial in the name of his father was therefore fitting. The fountain of Gothic architectural style was initially erected at Beckwith Place, Lower Broad Street, but in 1940, it was relocated to Cod Square at Coleridge Street, opposite the complex that houses the old Supreme Court building and the Carnegie National Library. The marble Montefiore fountain is decorated on each side with allegorical figures which inspire fortitude, temperance, patience, and justice. The Montefiore family also donated the baptismal font at St. Mary's Anglican Church in honor of their parents, John Castillo Montefiore Sr. and his wife Mary Elizabeth Law Montefiore, who died in England in 1877.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.